Welcome to your deep dive. Today we're diving into the world of locum tenens.
Ooh, locum tenens.
Yeah, you know, whispers in the hospital hallways, right?
Right.
Maybe you've considered it yourself, maybe you just heard about it, but you've provided a stack of insider info here.
Yes.
And we're going way beyond the surface on this one.
We are going deep.
All right, so
this book of teaching items for locums agencies.
Okay.
It's basically a backstage pass to this whole world, and it really pulls back the curtain on the dynamics between practitioners, agencies, and the facilities.
So before we pull back the curtain too far, let's just start with the basics.
Okay.
What is locum tenens?
Okay.
And why should our listener care?
So locum tenens is Latin for placeholder. And essentially, it's a system where medical professionals, just like you listening, can step in temporarily to fill a void and make sure that patients are getting the care they need when they need it.
So like the medical world super sub.
Yes.
You get to jump in, save the day.
Jump in, save the day. And just like a super sub, you have a variety of different opportunities.
Right.
So you might think locums, oh, it's just like a short-term thing. You go here, you go there. But there's actually extended stays, holiday coverage, nights, weekends, recurring assignments where you become a familiar face at a place.
Wow. So there's a lot more flexibility than I think I realized.
Absolutely.
And where do these opportunities typically pop up?
You name it. They're probably looking for locums. So hospitals, clinics, private practices, there's really remote rural outposts. It runs the gamut. So it's not a one size fits all kind of deal.
So if you're somebody who maybe thrives on variety.
Yes.
Or wants to just kind of
explore
different places, different work environments.
Absolutely. And the demand, especially now, for skilled practitioners like yourself, it's never been higher.
Okay. So it sounds great.
It is great.
But there's always a but. Right?
There's always a but.
There's a catch.
There is. So the catch is that there's a whole ecosystem built around locum tenens with its own set of players and rules and, shall we say, strategies, and understanding how this ecosystem works is crucial for anyone considering this path.
All right, so let's dive into this ecosystem.
Okay.
Who are the players? What are their motivations?
Let's do it.
All right, you've piqued my curiosity.
Yeah.
When we talk about this ecosystem, these players, who's at the center of it all?
It's the locum tenens agencies. They're the power brokers.
Okay.
Think of them kind of like high-end temp agencies, but for the medical field, they connect practitioners like yourself with the facilities that need coverage.
Right.
And on the surface, it seems like a win-win.
Right. Everyone's getting what they need.
Exactly.
But you said on the surface.
On the surface, because
I said but again.
There's always a but, right?
Right.
So agencies, they can be incredibly helpful, especially for like navigating logistics and paperwork.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they are businesses.
Right.
And they got to, you know,
make money.
You got to make money. And this book really pulls back the curtain on how they're making that money.
Okay. So let's pull back the curtain.
Okay.
How are they profiting from this arrangement?
So it all comes down to rates, right?
Okay.
So let's say hypothetically, a hospital is willing to pay $200 an hour for a certain specialty, right?
Okay.
The agency might offer you, the practitioner, $150 an hour.
Okay.
And then they pocket that $50 difference as their commission.
So it's like a markup on your services?
Precisely. It's a markup, but it gets even more interesting.
Okay, more interesting. All right.
So often, agencies will negotiate higher rates for overtime, weekend work, holidays, you know, with the facilities.
Right.
But that doesn't always translate to a bigger piece of the pie for you.
So even if I'm working, you know, double time on a holiday.
Yeah.
They're still taking their cut.
They're still taking their cut,
yeah.
Which could be significant, especially if that facility is desperate, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Very interesting.
Now, have you ever heard of a buyout fee?
Buyout fee? No. Okay. So
what is that?
Let's say you're doing a fantastic job. You're killing it at this facility.
Okay.
They love you.
They want to hire me.
And they decide, we want to hire you permanently. Great news, right?
Yeah, that is great news.
You would think so. But the agency sees that as like, oh, we're losing a source of income here.
Right.
So often they'll write a buyout fee into that contract that the facility has to pay if they want to hire you directly.
So they're essentially paying a finder's fee, even though they found the perfect candidate through this other arrangement.
That's essentially what it is.
Wow.
And those fees can be hefty. I mean, we're talking sometimes a percentage of your annual salary.
Wow. Okay. So it's a little less win-win.
It can be. It can be than we originally thought.
Yeah.
it's good to know this stuff.
You need to know it.
Knowledge is power in this world.
Absolutely. So let's talk about those job posts.
Okay.
Because deciphering a job post is like its own skill.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to read between the lines.
I bet those posts are very enticing.
Oh, they're very enticing, but things aren't always as rosy as they seem.
I'm sure they're not.
Right.
What should we be looking for?
So let's start with the vague descriptions.
Okay.
Right. You'll see things like, must be comfortable with a high volume of patients. But what does that mean?
Yeah, what is a high volume?
Exactly. Is that 20 patients a day? Is that 50 patients a day?
And high volume in a rural clinic is very different from high volume in a, you know, city ER.
Exactly. And then they're also very ambiguous about specialty requirements.
Okay.
They'll say something like, you know, general surgeon, but what does that mean?
Right, what does that mean?
Are you doing, you know, routine appendectomies? Are you doing complex laparoscopic procedures?
Totally different.
And then the other thing is they'll be very vague about the reason they need coverage.
Okay.
Right? So is it because someone suddenly left? Or has this been an ongoing issue that they haven't been able to fill?
Exactly. So don't be afraid to ask tough questions like, what's the turnover rate like for this position?
Yeah.
Can I speak to the, you know, the previous practitioner who held this assignment?
Right. Get the real story.
Exactly. Because knowledge is your best defense.
Yes, it is.
Against any sort of unpleasant surprises. Okay. So we are being proactive. We are asking the tough questions. We're getting the full picture.
Yes.
And then let's say we're ready to move forward. What should we be watching out for when it comes to the contract?
The contract.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
That's where things can get a little...
tricky.
Tricky, but it's also where you can advocate for yourself.
Okay, so before we get into the nitty-gritty of contracts, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
But don't go anywhere, listeners, because we're about to equip you with the knowledge you need to navigate these contracts like a pro. And we are back talking locum tenens contracts.
The contracts.
I'm already nervous.
Don't be nervous. This is exciting.
No.
This is where you have the power.
Okay, I like hearing that.
You get to advocate for yourself. Remember, we said everything's negotiable. This is where the negotiations happen, in the contract.
Okay, so I'm sure there are some things we should be looking out for.
Absolutely.
Some red flags.
Red flags, yeah. So first of all,
okay,
scrutinize that non-compete clause.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of those.
Yeah.
To keep you from, you know, working for a competitor.
Right, exactly.
How do those work with locum tenens, though?
Well, they can be pretty sneaky.
Okay.
So some non-competes will prevent you from working within a certain radius of a facility.
Okay.
Even if it's a totally different, like, healthcare system.
So even if I love the area.
All right.
And I find a great opportunity on my own. I can't
not
be able
to take it because of that.
Exactly. And you know what? Don't be afraid to push back on these.
I'll try and get a shorter time frame, smaller geographic radius if you're in a good place. You know, if you've got leverage, you can get it waived entirely.
Negotiate non-compete. Go on the list. Check.
Put it on the list. All right. What's next? Indemnification clauses. Big one.
What is that? I don't know what that means.
Okay, so basically, these can be really one-sided.
Okay.
And they leave you vulnerable if something goes wrong, even if it's not your fault.
So give me an example. I need a visual.
Okay, so imagine you're renting a car, right?
Okay.
And the contract says you're responsible for any damage to this car, even if somebody else hits you.
Oh, no.
That's kind of what an indemnification clause is like.
That's scary. I don't like that.
Yeah. So how do we protect ourselves? Negotiation. You want the language in there to be fair and equitable. You don't want to be saddled with all the risk. And this is an area where having a lawyer look at it is invaluable.
Yes. Get your lawyer.
Get a lawyer.
Always a good idea when it comes to contracts.
Always a good idea.
Anything else before we sign on the dotted line?
Don't forget about the confirmation letter.
Oh, yeah.
So that's not just a formality. That is a binding document.
Okay.
That outlines all the key terms of your agreement. So that's your pay rate, length of the assignment, anything else you negotiated. Make sure it lines up exactly with what you talked about. And don't be afraid to ask for changes if it's not right.
It's like the final check before takeoff.
Exactly.
Make sure everything's in order, flight plan's good. We're ready to go on this locum tenens adventure.
That's a great way to put it.
So we're ready to go on this adventure. It's not all contracts and clauses, right? There's perks.
There are perks.
What about those?
Negotiate those travel arrangements, get that housing stipend. What about continuing education reimbursement?
Okay, so what are our tips for negotiating all of this stuff?
Be upfront about your needs.
Okay.
What do you need to be comfortable? Do you need a certain kind of rental car? Would you prefer a hotel to an apartment? Uh-huh. Let them know. And don't be afraid to ask what's standard. You know,
okay.
What are other people getting on similar assignments?
Okay.
Do your research.
So be clear, be confident, be informed.
Exactly.
Got it.
And, you know, this is all an ongoing conversation. This isn't just a one and done. Uh-huh. You sign that contract, you start working, your needs change, you realize you're like super valuable to them. Uh-huh. Right.
Renegotiate.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to.
I love it. So we're not just signing our lives away. It's a partnership.
Exactly.
We have a voice. We have the ability to advocate for ourselves.
Knowledge is power. You are in control.
This has been so eye-opening. I feel like I've graduated locum tenens 101.
You've earned your degree.
I have, with honor.
With honors.
This has been so informative, so thank you. But, listeners, this is really invaluable for anyone considering this path.
It is. It's a hot job market right now.
It is. Approach it with confidence.
Yes.
Know your worth.
Yes.
And advocate for what you need every step of the way.
Absolutely. Well said. And remember, keep learning, right?
Yes.
There are so many resources out there.
There are.
Online forums, professional organizations. There's a lot of support out there.
Yes. Connect with your people.
Share your experiences. Seek guidance when you need it. And with that, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive.
Let's wrap it up.
This has been great. Until next time, remember, knowledge is power, and you are capable of achieving amazing things.
Amazing things.